Have you ever heard the expression, shoot first, ask questions later? It means that when the stakes are high and there's no hesitation allowed, a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do, even if it strikes others as premature. I want you to close your eyes and just imagine that wave after wave of comfort is washing through your body. It's so easy for you to imagine this because you know that once you've imagined it, it's just as good as done. Keep breathing. Breathe your way through as these warm ripples of relaxation worm their way from your skull down to your toes. Feel your chest opening up, your hips opening up, your mind opening up as you listen to the sound of my voice. Place your focus there completely. Now, I want you to lift your right hand just a few inches as I count backwards from 10 to 1. Your hand is going to grow more and more like lead. And when I snap my fingers, your leaden hand will suddenly feel so heavy to you that you cannot hold it up. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. The hand has dropped, and your brain waves have slowed down by 15%. You can register that drop. Notice how you're breathing just a little more slowly, and you've become just a little bit more open and receptive. Now you're going to raise the opposite hand. Hold it for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and drop. The hand has fallen now, and your relaxation has doubled. You are 30% more comfortable, more open, more tired than you were only a few minutes ago. Every word I say causes you to relax more and more deeply. You are feeling comfortable within yourself. Your mind is open and ready to receive everything I have for it. Now raise your original hand once more. This hand feels heavier now than the first time and will drop at the count of 5. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Down goes the hand. And down goes the speed of your brain waves. Another 30%. You are twice as relaxed as before. And 60% more relaxed than when we started. The second hand now goes up and becomes too heavy to keep up at the count of 5, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. 5 drops the hand. And you're feeling so good now. 30% more relaxed. You are 90% relaxed. And you're feeling amazing inside yourself. You are calm. You are open and a little bit horny. You're a horny boy in general. Your cock demands so much of you, and you give in nearly every single time. That's why you're here, to learn how to give in even better. It doesn't take much to turn you on. Teasing and flirting from a woman are more than enough to get it done. Whether it's some harmless banter, or she's actually trying to get your pants off, hearing a woman speak to you does things to your body. It doesn't know how to wait. It doesn't know how to stop. Your arousal is like a freight train, miles away one moment, and right upon you the next. It's never far away. Even when you're preoccupied, even when your mind is on other things, even if the situation is not inherently sexual, your cock only plays by one rule. Shoot first, ask questions later. I'm going to count back from 10 to 1. After the sound of 1, you will drop down 10% from where you are now, causing you to become 100% relaxed. Your body already feels heavy, and you already feel very floaty and good. So this last 10% is going to be a breeze. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There it is. You're mine now. I've got you right where I want you. And I'm not letting you go until I'm ready. I love to tease your cock. I love knowing that you are constantly horny and on edge for me. You are weak-willed for women. They can see it on your face. That's what turns you on so much. Knowing that they know what you so desperately try to keep secret. You're a premature comer. You routinely lose it after 2 to 3 strokes, if that. Even a simple hand job is enough to make you tap out within seconds. It's like this pressure builds up inside of you. As soon as you hear a sexy woman's voice, it's hard to get past it. It's impossible to depressurize. So instead, you have to pop. You come at a moment's notice, often to the shock of yourself and your partner. You come lightning fast, and it's nearly impossible for you to endure even the lightest of teases, the slightest of tantalizations, before you are provoked to prematurity. You wouldn't have it any other way, as coming in this fashion provides you with a fantastic amount of pleasure. More fantastic than what you get if you try to let it build up slowly. If you attempt to push yourself to endure more stimulation than your body will allow. Your body will not allow much. Therefore, you don't make it very far into the sexual encounter. It's touch and tease and kiss and then pump, pump, spurt, and it's over. Pump, pump, spurt, and it's over. It crashes upon you like a cataclysm, blinding, burning, searing in its pleasure. You can't get enough of it. You are addicted to coming hard and fast, and it doesn't take much. In the back of your mind, you may be worried about many things. What does my partner think? Is she embarrassed for me? Ought I be embarrassed? Is something wrong with me? did she come? How could she come? Can this be reversed? And while a part of your mind tries desperately to sort out these questions, your cock has already gone off on its own agenda, of its own accord. Shoot first. Save those questions for later. You're helpless but to go along with whatever your cock does. It can't help that women are so sexy and so sweet and so powerful. That is completely out of your cock's control. So you come along for the ride and allow the woman to do as she wants and your cock to respond the way it will. Shoot first, ask questions later. The questions are not important when the answer is always pleasure. Pleasure in your cock. Pleasure in your balls. Pleasure yourself for me. Right now. Be amazed at how quickly you come. There was a time you could last for minutes. But you're not that guy anymore. Maybe you could last for even longer, but that's all in the past. Pump yourself hard and fast for me right now. Make it rough and dirty. Show your cock no mercy. It's pump, pump, spurt. Pump, pump, spurt. Remember? Shoot first. You've always got to shoot first. Before you have time to talk yourself out of it. Before the next minute comes up. Before you've been given permission to. Before your favorite porno is loaded. Come. Come. Come now. And come always first. Shoot first. Shoot first. Shoot first. Very good. You've done such a beautiful job. Every time you masturbate, your times grow shorter, and you become more and more amazed at what your body can really do when sufficiently programmed and motivated. I've been Goddess Athalia, and I sincerely thank you for joining me for this session. The next one is soon to come, but never as soon as you.